in line with what we find when it comes to many other obligations, be it the Eis or even the Rabbanim. The Rama says by Shir Soimer, Shigiyaz man asur in lecha lad shiyisbar, one can have a few hitzilecha plastic with Soifer. He says that when it comes to time to count, we'll see in a moment what that is, but when it comes time to count, there's an isser to go ahead and eat until one has gone and counted. Shir Soimer. Many mitzvah like this as well. There's a bit general zera chazal have that when it comes time to do a mitzvah, one cannot go ahead and start eating because we're afraid once you start eating, you'll get carried away and then you'll ultimately miss fulfilling your obligation in the kind of mitzvah. Mentioned even by Mr. Abundan, but because some of other mitzvahs that comes up in our Hanukkah, one can't go ahead and eat when it comes to the man of the mitzvah. Now, first of all, what exactly is us to eat? The Rebbe says Aser Lechel, but we know from other places that Isra Achila does not mean one cannot eat anything at all, one does not have to fast. It means anything substantial, namely, if one would eat more than a kebeya of, more larger than a kebeya of either bread or pasul v'kifsin, any mezainis like a zainis, something like that, which is a bread-like substance, that as well will be included. More than the kebeya will be usher to eat. Likewise, any intoxicating beverage will be usher to eat, and the whole Gemara doesn't discuss it here. From other places we know as well, one cannot go to sleep under such circumstances, and one cannot engage in any activity where the derech of that activity is to take a very, very long, very protracted affair, and something which is very consuming, and one can forget himself, one can do that as well. So those things cannot be done once the Shigiyah's man to count Sfiras Omer. Now, what exactly is Shigiyah's man Sfiras Omer? So I mentioned yesterday that according to some teachers, one can go quite early and count Sfiras Omer and be Yaisa. Even though we don't do this because we don't want to come onto a machlekes, one can feasibly go quite early, at least as far as Shia, and be Yaisa according to some opinions. Nonetheless, says the Mishnah Berurah, since the time that we aim for, the time we strive to the kind of mitzvah the proper way is from Seis Kechavim. So if there's the man Achiv in Seis Kechavim, it's not a question of when one could do the mitzvah, when is the time one should be doing the mitzvah. So the time is Seis Kechavim. However, not only that time, but Chazal went a step further. They asked it a half hour prior to the beginning of this man of any mitzvah, be it as it may. So let's take a case in point here. So I mean, the case is, let's say we hold, this question what you hold Seis Kechavim is. When it comes to Mitzvah Rabbanan, many people hold as early as 6.5 degrees after sunset is Seis Kechavim. Here in Montreal, that's tonight, that would be about 8:28. It's about 35 minutes after Shkia. It'll give or take a minute or two. So now, 35 minutes after Shkia, if you work back a half hour, you're really talking about 5 minutes after Shkia. So from about 5 minutes after Shkia and on, one cannot engage in these activities and one cannot go ahead and eat. Now, it's worth pointing out, there's a major loophole here, which is why most people don't have this issue on a general basis, and that is, if you appoint a shomer to remind you, that will serve as well to make sure it's a way to insurance policy to make sure you won't forget, you'll be safe. Do we have a shir shomer, a sort of built-in shomer? Because the minig is, we count shir shomer with meir. So if you're doubting meir with a minion, generally it's almost impossible to forget. You're in shul, you hear them counting, you'll go ahead and count, you'll rely on that to remind you to count shir shomer. So anybody who's counting on davening with a minion later on, certainly has what to rely on if I can speak this out, and therefore one can go ahead and eat if one is, again, under such conditions, he's davening with a minion. If he's traveling, he wouldn't have this heter because he ended up having yichidus under such circumstances, he would lack the reminder, he cannot go ahead and eat again anything substantial. Likewise, if somebody davens ma'ariv early, case in point, somebody davens here, and he's going to count Sfiras Omer later on, he's lacking that reminder later on to count. So he's going to come home right after ma'ariv here, he has to get counts. If he wants to count later, he can sit down and eat something substantial unless he's gone ahead and counted. Now, a practical case where this comes up, which is quite relevant, is what happens Friday night. People make early Shabbos. So if you go home, if you make early Shabbos, depending exactly when you daven, you have to really work this out, depending, each shul is different. You come home from davening, and if you're before Shkia, generally you're okay. So you're, again, 30 minutes before Seif, before roughly Shkia time, okay, 5 minutes after Shkia, before that time, you're okay. If you start Tiddus before, then you're okay. Let's say it takes a little long to get home from Shul, or depending when you daven, and you come home, and it's already in that zone where you're post-Shkia, post, let's say, 5 minutes after Shkia, and it's already a half hour before Seif. That being the case, it'll be usher to go ahead and start eating because you haven't counted Sfiras Omer, which is a serious problem. So one should go ahead, really, and push to make sure that he starts the Suda prior to that. If you started the heter before the half hour, you can keep on going with your suda. You don't have to break your suda in the middle. If you started the iser, meaning if you started once the half hour has begun, one would have to stop wherever he is and count zero immediately and cannot resume the suda until he has done so. Now, the nice, what do? You come home, and let's just say, for argument's sake, comes home and you have the case, you got drawn out, you come home, and it's 10 minutes after Shkia. So now you're in that zone, and you can't start your suda. So now you're stuck, because on the one hand, you can start, because you're in the half hour zone. On the other hand, you don't want to count yet. You don't want to count until it's not in Seis Kechavim. So what should you do? So it seemed that a simple solution would be, mentioned yesterday, if you want to count early, you can count with a t'nai. Say, I'm counting now without a bracha, you can't make a bracha tonight. You count with a t'nai and say, I'm only counting now, that if I forget, this should be my counting. If I don't forget, if I remember later on, this should not be my mitzvah, and I'm going to count again later. And that way, you're guaranteed the whole problem of eating is because you might forget. Here you have a safeguard. In case you forget, you're covered either way. If you remember later on, you go ahead and count with a bracha and do properly this manne. But that way, it will at least give you allowance to go ahead and eat because you're covered in all scenarios. You won't come to miss a mitzvah.